Sefer Yeshaya introduction. The Yerushalmi and Sanhedrin brings, Yeshaya was one of the greatest prophets of all time and had the clarity of prophecy likened to Moshe Rabbeinu. Just like Moshe lived for 120 years, so did Yeshaya. As Yeshaya was murdered by his grandson, the evil King Menashe, at age 120. Megillah Yedat and Amud Aleph brings, there were literally thousands of prophets who received prophecy in those days. However, we only have the ones recorded we needed to learn for future generations. Much of Sefer Yeshaya and Neviim Achronim, second set of prophets, are filled with long, seemingly obscure prophecy. Therefore, it is important as we try to glean lessons from the Navi for our everyday lives. Note, in order to accommodate the difficulty of the prophecies in Neviim Achronim, Nach Daily will try and capture the flavor or spirit of each perek while simultaneously applying the awesome messages of the Navi to our lives, as the words of Yeshaya are just as relevant to our personal lives as they were when Yeshaya said them. While Neviim Rishonim, first set of prophets, and the Torah take place in chronological order, Neviim Achronim, second set of prophets, are primarily concurring with Sefer Melachim Aleph and Beis, as the prophets prophesy simultaneously alongside many of the kings of Yisrael and Yehuda. Sefer Yeshaya, in specific, was not written in chronological order, according to most Meforshim, as Sefer Yeshaya was written by King Chizkiyahu's students. King Chizkiyahu is also accredited to writing Sefer Yeshaya because he supported his students to learn Torah. Pesachim Pei Zayin Amud Aleph, Yeshaya, Amos, Micha, and Hosea all prophesized during the same time period. Baba Basra, Yodal, and Amud Beis, Yeshayahu, Kulo, Nechama. Yeshaya was full of comfort and consolation. The Tanit Beliyahu brings, why did Yeshaya merit to be the comfort of Yisrael? Because he served Hashem with simcha, happiness, and sincerity more than anyone else. David HaMelech says in Tehillim, Imesek Shamayim Shamata. Hashem, if I reach the heavens, you are there. V'im shol hinecha. But if I reach the pit of hell, Hashem, you are also there. The Svarim HaKadoshim explain, as Hashem's presence permeates the entire creation, Hashem can be found on the highest levels in heaven. But more importantly, even if a person falls to the deepest, darkest places in their lives, Hashem is there as well. As a person should never give up, no matter how much it looks like they've messed up in their lives. As Yeshaya told the nation, Hashem is with you. No matter what you are going through, never stop believing in Hashem's goodness and kindness. As Yeshaya said in the name of Hashem, Yisrael b'cha espaer. Yisrael, it's through you I glorify myself. Even the lowest of Jews, Hashem cares about you. May we merit the ultimate consolation of Yeshaya when the knowledge of God will fill the world like the waters that cover the earth. Thank you for listening and have a wonderful day.